produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good morning. And thank you for joining me. This is Morning Glory Wellness with Cynthia. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein. So at this moment, I would like to thank you for joining me. This is such a special day, because we all dream of having a special place that we can reside in, and that is a home, a house, a residence, an address, one that we can say that God has provided our needs for our living so that we can live according to the standards of our Lord in excellence. So on this day, I have a wonderful guest that is joining me, which just happens to be my husband, Frank James Rustin from Virginia Capital Realty. Hello, Frank. Thank you for joining me on this wonderful morning.
Give God the glory. Hello there, Cynthia.
Well, hello to you. But before we get started, let's just take a moment and celebrate who God is, because we truly believe on this day, you're going to get some good news and some gospel about how important it is to prepare yourself to become a homeowner. And my husband, Frank, he's an expert in that. I'm not just saying that, but he truly is. He has helped so many people to become homeowners, and they have been seeking and looking. And guess what? He has helped them in a mighty way. So I believe he could do that for you on today too. So let's bow our heads as we go forward and see how the Lord can unfold something special for you as a homeowner or for one who is seeking to become one. Lord God, we just pray for home ownership right at this moment, dear Lord. Some of us long for a home, or we already have one. But we ask that this place that we're praying for will become shelter for refreshment and for peace. So we hope for a dwelling place that blesses our family, welcomes our friends and neighbors in need. We search for a building that gives us a new space that provides adventure and change in it. We trust that you will guide us and lead us to find the right place. For this is a new chapter in our lives. In the glorious name of Jesus, our Christ, we pray. Well, Frank.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and make this exciting, because when you're thinking about a home, a lot of times your imagination and your creativity, it begins to run into the inside of the house, or how you want to put your furniture and everything in it, and you forget about the components and which it takes to get the house. So tell us something about yourself, and what do you bring to the table that brings promise to people who are seeking to become a homeowner?
Well, again, give God the glory for me being here. I'm just so grateful and thankful. sitting beside my beautiful wife here and talk about something that is a passion and a purpose for my life, and that is home ownership. And I have a tag within my organization, within my real estate motto, and that is where home seekers' dreams come true. And that is a true statement, but first of all, you must seek in order to find. And just like it says in the scripture, seek and you will find. And the first thing you need to do is seek a person of understanding to help you go through the process of home ownership.
So how would a person actually become connected with someone like you in order to fulfill this purpose of finding a home?
Well, first of all, what you want to do is really go to the Father, as I call my Father, and ask Him to lead you in the right direction of home ownership. Because if you are a first-time home buyer, there's a lot of challenges and, I guess, trials you have to go through home ownership. And what you want to do is talk to some friends, or in fact, just give us a call and I will advise you what the best way to do as far as home ownership as a realtor.
Okay, so let's go through a couple of things, because you did mention wisdom. So by wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with our precious and pleasant riches. Audience, did you hear that? It is filled with precious and pleasant riches because it's built by wisdom. So give us some wisdom. What do you do? How to all of this occur? What kind of process is it?
Well, the first process you would need to do is get yourself pre-qualified. Pre-qualified means that a lender will look at what your income is, what your debts are, what your credit is, and what type of savings you have. And most importantly with this, what is said is what your credit is, because your credit scores need to be between 400 and 800, and that's the guideline.
So how would a person know how to check their credit, how to improve their credit? How would they do that?
Yeah. Well, the best thing to do, and that's a great question, the best thing to do is, again, seek a person that has that knowledge. Because without you having an understanding about the process of buying a home, first thing you want to do is contact a lender. Because a lender would take you through the process of what it is of home ownership. When we're talking about credit-wise, we're talking about a score needs to be at least around 640 in order to qualify for a home. So what you could do, a simple process, is go online and go to this service they have to find out what your credit score is. You can go through the credit score first of all. That's the main thing.
So what are some of the places they could go to online to look? How would they do that? Because if I'm a person that's new to this, I don't know what to do, how to look for it. So would you give me some information, or your organization that you're with, will they give me some guidance, or will I kind of like be in the dark by myself? So I just need a little bit of light, because some people, they might get a little deterred and say, oh, well, I don't want to go through all of this, even though their dream is to have a home. So what do we do to make them comfortable when they don't know these things?
Well, ideally, is to contact a lender. But if you're not too sure what a lender would be, then contact a realtor that you trust. That's the most important thing. If you contact a realtor you trust, and the realtor will walk you through the stages of finding out what your true credit score is. On some of these websites, they have Credit Karma is a good example. You can go in Credit Karma and put your information in. They give you a general idea what your credit score is, but it's not a mortgage credit score. So seek someone that is professional and have great experience in working, especially with first-time home buyers.
Okay, so you said not the actual credit score. So how would a person know the credit score then if they go to Credit Karma or whatever these websites are? How can they determine what is real or what isn't? So how do they do that?
Well, once you put your information in, and I tell you like this, if you're uncomfortable about going online, because sometimes you may have some fake sites out there to collect your information, your credit information, go and contact your lender or contact your realtor and let them walk you through the process. And that is determine what your credit rating is. The credit rating needs to be at least around 630 to 640 in order to start the process of qualifying for a home.
So should the person go out and start looking for a home first and look at a dream home and then target that, and as people do, pin it and put it up on the vision board and say, this is the house I would like? People do that. So what is the actual step? So the first thing we're going to do is find our credit score.
Yes.
We need to know that.
First thing you want to do is, can you qualify? It's great to go out and have a dream. It's great to go out and say, you know what, I like this home. This house is $1 million. This house is $500,000. This house is $30,000. But whatever the figure is, what you want to determine is what it will take to qualify.
So what does it mean, qualify? Some people don't understand these terms. So what is qualify?
Qualify. There's four steps in qualification. Number one, it has to be your income. Number two is going to be your debt. Number three is going to be your credit. And number four is going to be your savings. So that means your income has to be in line of type of home that you feel that you can qualify for. Number two is called debt to income ratio. Debt to income ratio is what, how much money is coming in, how much money is going out to qualify, how much to determine how much you can qualify to purchase a home. And then, of course, we talked about credit. But then another thing is talking about savings. Now, I've got people in homes for under $2,000. And some people, if they can qualify for certain grant money that's out here for first-time home buyers, VHDA is one, especially one in Virginia, they specialize and work with first-time home buyers and give home buyers a better interest rate because they qualify as a first-time home buyer.
Oh, wow. That is really interesting, because a lot of people, they don't know, because this is your first time buying a home, there's a special program. A lot of people feel that if I'm going to buy a home, I'm just like everyone else. But really, you're special when you're starting off, because there's so much that's offered. So what kind of programs can a person be involved in? Would they find that out through you, or is it something through like a Virginia Housing? How would a person go to find out how to become a part of that, or to be a part of a grant program if they've never heard of it as a first-time home buyer? So if I was just buying a home, I don't know anything about this, how would I know that? Is that something that you would actually ask when they're in the qualifications? Okay.
Yeah. Yes. And I really specialize and work with first-time home buyers. And the reason I started working as a realtor is because I got dealt with an unfortunate professional agent. And he really didn't take in consideration of serving my lack of understanding. And so whatever you get understanding, which is mentioned as in Proverbs. So right here, find somebody, again, like a realtor, like myself, to go through the proper steps in qualifying for a home. Number one, when someone calls me, then I will ask them questions. I ask them pre-qualifying questions before I even send them to a lender, because it's no sense of looking at a home, a $400,000 home, and you only qualify for $200,000 home, or you can qualify for $1 million home and you don't realize it. So that's why it's so important to seek somebody that's going to lead you in the right direction.
Okay, so then what would you say to encourage someone that's just starting out to buy a home? What would you say to them?
I would say, first of all, give God the glory, because you're in a position to even thinking about buying a home. And also give God the glory because of where you are presently. Because the next step is whatever step you want it to be. If you want to have a home ownership, the first step is to seek the wisdom of God first.
So then why don't we just take a moment, because I know somebody's listening and they're saying, that message is for me. So let's take a moment. Let's just take a moment of silence, bow our heads, and begin to visualize the home that you are looking for. And we're going to do that with you so we can all be on the same accord. So Father, we just thank you right now for the name of Jesus. And we're praying for those who are wanting to buy your home, or they have kids and they see a big backyard or playground swings and things like that, or a beautiful wrapped porch, or just maybe a little small home that they would be really satisfied with, just something they can call their own. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your guidance. We thank you for your protection. We ask that you might bless every aspect of their hopes that they will be able and qualified to buy a new home. So Lord, please lead us as we search and help others to buy the right house they're looking for that's covered, Lord God, with the negotiations and the financial decisions that need to be made so that we'll keep their heart filled, Lord God, their hope alive, Lord God, in a clear vision. And we just thank you, just in case that you don't remember exactly what steps that need to be taken. We just want to go through them very quickly. And you are listening to Morning Glory with Cynthia. This is a part of our wellness, making sure that we're prepared to buy our home and making sure that we're walking and following the footsteps of our Lord and Savior Jesus, and their footsteps are being ordered by Him, and we're not going to walk off into some far land and not know where we're going. So that is why we have Frank Rustin from
Virginia Capital Realty.
Tell me where you're from.
I'm from Virginia Capital Realty, and I've been in the real estate business for 35, in fact, this is a celebration. It's 35 years.
Yes, it is. So I guess I'm going to give you a commercial break right here.
Oh.
Why don't you go ahead and do a small commercial here? Because I've seen some of your work on television. It is amazing. So tell us the celebration.
The celebration. The celebration is being involved as an agent for 35 years. I am giving away three $50 gift cards to our lucky winners of the show this evening. Those people can call in and say, I want my gift card, and we'll select three of them, and you will receive a gift card.
And just keep in mind, some of our listening audience might be in another part of the world, so it might be morning, afternoon, or night for you. So whatever it is, you definitely can email me, or you can go right here to the network and say, I would like to get in touch with Cynthia, and I would like to receive one of those gift cards from the show with the guests that they have with Mr. Frank Rustin from Virginia Capital Realty, which is three gift cards. But the best thing for you to do is go to my Facebook page and go to Cynthia Thomas Rustin, or you can even go to Frank Rustin's Facebook page and say, I listened to your show and I would love for you, more than the gift certificate, is to help me to purchase my home today. So what I would like to do, because our time is going to be running out shortly, we're going to finish this up on another segment, but this is where home seekers' dreams come true, is when you believe and trust in the Lord
with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path.
And He will direct your path. For every house is built by someone, but God is the builder of everything. So on that note, I'm going to ask Mr. Rustin to go ahead and close us out. But I want you to also keep in mind that this is Morning Glory. This is Morning Glory because God has the glory all over you on today and every day that you wake up and you say, thank you, Lord, for the breath that you've given me in my body. So just breathe today and exhale and walk in His goodness, walk in His grace, and walk in His mercy. And regardless of whatever is going on in the world, remember God, He is in control. And Mr. Rustin, again, he's giving away.
I'm giving away three $50 gift cards to our lucky guests in celebration of my 35 years as being a real estate agent.
All right. So as the lucky person that will be a guest of ours on the Facebook page of Frank Rustin's or on Cynthia Thomas Rustin's, or you can contact Josie's Inspiration, and I'm sure she will also forward her information to you, because it is a drawing and we're only going to be able to select three people. So if you would just lift your hands up high and claim the glory of the Lord. And Mr. Rustin, he's going to go ahead and pray us out on today. Again, I'm Cynthia, and you're listening to Morning Glory Wellness.
Father God, we just thank you for the listeners here. at Morning Glory Show, and we just give glory and honor for those who are seeking home ownership. Let it seek inside your heart and say, Father, I deserve a home. Father, I want a home. I need some security in my life. I need a sanctuary in my heart, soul, and spirit. So, Father, lead me in the right direction. Guide me in the right direction. Send me to the right counselor, Father God, to lead me on the path of home ownership. I give God the glory. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, we give God the glory. And we just thank you, Josie Inspirations and Finding My Way Radio, for this opportunity to, again, come here and serve all those who are listening. Amen. Until we meet again. Goodbye for now.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.